Hi again, everyone. This is Arnie Jackson at the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. The story for Canadian rodeo fans this year just has to be rookie NFR qualifier Jake Vold. The Airdrie Alberta bareback rider seems to be riding the momentum of his recent Canadian championship title that he claimed at the CFR in Edmonton last month. To quote a line from the old Jerry Reed song, "When you're hot, you're hot" is probably the best way to describe the 27-year-old, who has four qualified money rides in the first four nights of this year's NFR. The 2013 Pinoca Stampede champion shared sixth-place money of $1,532 for his nice, smooth 81.5-point ride on Jim Dandy from the Birch Rodeo Company. Go-round number four was a split victory between Tim O'Connell of Zwingle, Iowa, and four times world champion Bobby Moat from Culver, Oregon, both bareback riders turning in 84-point performances. Tough night for the other two Canadians competing here at the World Rodeo Finals this year. Pincher Creek, Alberta's Dustin Flundra failed to make the 8-second whistle in his featured event, the Saddle Bronc Riding, which now really hurts his chances in the average payoff standings. Go-round number four went to Milford, Utah's Spencer Wright when he covered, matter of fact, one of those great broncs from the Calgary Stampede string for a thrilling 84-point ride. In the bull riding event, only four Canadians made the 8 seconds whistle, and it was Sage Kimsey from Strong City, Oklahoma, riding off with the big first-place prize, a $19,002. Now let's take a look at Sunday night's timed events results. Another tough one for steer wrestler Curtis Cassidy. The Denelda Alberta Bulldogger struggled to twist his steer in a long run of a 17-7. First-place money in that round went to Wheatland, Wyoming twister Seth Brockman. He got the job done in a rapid 3.6 seconds. The calf roping action equally as exciting to watch, as Marty Yates from Stephenville, Texas, claimed his first place with a rapid run of a 6-7 in that roping event. Burning up the infield, the order of the day for Fallon Taylor. The Whitesboro, Texas cowgirl stormed the cloverleaf barrel pattern in a sizzling time of a 13.85. And quickest in the team roping action on a Sunday night, the combination of Luke Brown from Stephenville, Texas, and his healing partner Colin Vanon out of Blanchard, Oklahoma. That pair stopping the judging clock at just 3.6 seconds. We'll reach the midpoint, round number five of the NFR, later tonight here at the Thomas & Mack Center. At the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas, I'm Arnie Jackson.